can you ever live the manifestation of all of the things that you want? Because you're so busy giving birth to new ideas of what you want, which is what the eternalness of life is all about. Talk about the eternal flame that burns within you. Talk about the never-ending expansion that you are the dynamic reason for. So we want to give you our intense appreciation for your willingness to come forth, not just to this forum on this ship, that too, but for your coming forth into this physical body, into this time-space reality, with an eager willingness to expose yourself to the contrast that abounds, with the intention of giving birth to new desires that you knew full well in the giving birth to them, that there would be a period of time that you would not be vibrationally up to speed with them. But you never for a moment expected to be unhappy for a moment in the becoming of something. And that is the thing that we really want to impart. And then we'll open this for anything you want to talk about. We want you to understand that it is the becoming that we are all constantly about that is the deliciousness of life. And when you, for some reason or other, in your screwy lack consciousness format, come to some perspective that you are not in the process of becoming, when you perceive that you are withering, when you perceive that you are dwindling, when you perceive that you are pinched off, when you perceive that life should be better for you than it is, those perceptions are your irrational conclusions that are not based upon the reality of the vibrational universe in which you live. You cannot cease to be. And so you don't need to worry about anything. You don't need to worry about not being up to speed, because it doesn't matter. Your stream is flowing. Your work is just to relax and allow who you are to float easily in the direction of who you have become. There are three steps to the creation of anything. The first step is to ask for it, because law of attraction brings all things. When you ask for something, you are asking vibrationally, not with your words. So when you say, I want more money, I need more money, please, I want more money, that asking is in motion, and you keep putting it in motion. And your stream moves faster and faster and faster. But when you notice that you don't have enough money, your awareness of the shortage of money holds you in vibrational discord to the faster stream that is taking you toward the money that you have been asking for. You cannot continue to tell the story of where you are and move in the direction of the new story that this life has helped you to carve out. You are in a wonderful position because you are adrift at sea. Not quite, we're working on that. Just kidding. Not really. We want you to feel the advantage that this week voyage can offer you, where you've done a lifetime of asking. Step one, and source has been answering, step two. And there is a veritable fortune of well-being amassed for you. And your work now is to find emotional, mood, personality shift, lightening up, breathing more, letting go and letting God more, getting the sense of it. Your work has never been about making anything happen. You do your asking so much more easily than you know. Your work is about letting what you've asked for be. But you cannot let what you've asked for be if you are justifying the need for having it. Can you feel the difference? So feel what